भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 12, entitled Mohini Murti Bewilders Lord Shiva, Text 9. And I read Text 10 after that, because Text 9 doesn't have purport. Vam Brahma Kichi Tavyayanti Utta Dharma Meke. Tvam Brahma Kechita Vyayanti Uta Dharma Meke. Eke Param Sadasato Purusham Paresham. Anye Vayanti Navashakti Yutam Parantvam. Kechin Mahapurushama Vyayam Atma Tantram Tvam Brahma Kechid Vyayanti Uta Dharmam Ke Eke Param Sanavatak Purusham Paresham Anye vayanti navashakti yutam parantam. Kechin mahapurushama vyayam atma tantram. Tvam brahma kechita vyayanti uta dharma meke. Eke param sadasato purusham paresham. Anye vayanti navashakti yutam parantvam. Kechin maha purusham avyam atma tantram. Please repeat. Mataji. You, Brahma, the Supreme Truth, the Absolute Truth, Brahman, Kechit, some people, namely the group of Mayavadis, known as Vedantists, Avayanti, consider, Uta, certainly, Dharmam, religion, aka some others, aka some others, param, transcendental, sarashotaha, the both cause and effect, purusham, the supreme person, parisham, the supreme controller, anyam, others, avayanti, describe, Navashaktiyutam, endowed with nine potencies. Param, transcendental. Tvam, unto you. Kechit, sam. Mahapurusham, the supreme personality of Godhead. Avyayam, without loss of energy. Atma tantram, supremely independent. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Chai. Those who are known as the impersonalist Vedantist regard you as the impersonal Brahman. Others, known as the Mimamsaka philosophers, regard you as religion. The Sankhya philosophers regard you as the transcendental person who is beyond Prakriti and Purusha, and who is the controller or even the demigods. The followers of the codes of devotional service known as the Pancharatras regard you as being endowed with nine different potencies. And the Patanjala philosophers, the followers of Patanjali Muni, regard you as the supreme independent personality of Godhead who has no equal or superior. Text 10, I'll just read translation and purport after that, because this one doesn't have purport. Translation, text 10. O my Lord, I, who am considered to be the best of the demigods, and Lord Brahma, and the great rishis, headed by Marichi, are born of the mode of goodness. Nonetheless, we are bewildered by your illusory energy and cannot understand what this creation is. Aside from us, what is to be said of others, like the demons and human beings who are in the base modes of material nature, Rajaguna and Tamaguna? How will they know you? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Factually speaking, even those who are situated in a material mode of goodness cannot understand the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then is to be said of those who are situated in Rajaguna and Tamaguna, the base qualities of material nature? How can we even imagine the Supreme Personality of Godhead? There are so many philosophers trying to understand the Absolute Truth, but since they are situated in the basic qualities of material nature and are addicted to so many bad habits like drinking, meat eating, illicit sex and gambling, how can they conceive of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? For them it is impossible. For the present day, the Pancharatriki Vidhi are announced by Narada Muni is the only hope. Sri Rupa Goswami therefore has quoted the following verse from the Brahma Yamala. Shuti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidim Vina Aikantiki Harer Bhaktir Utpattayaiva Kalpate. Devotional service of the Lord that ignores the authorized Vedic literature like the Upanishads, Puranas and Narada Pancharatra is simply an unnecessary disturbance in society. Bhakti Rasamrita said 1-2-1-1. Those who are very advanced in knowledge and are situated in a mode of goodness follow the Vedic instruction of the Shruti and Smriti and other religious scripture, including the Pancharatrika Vidhi. Without understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this way, one only creates disturbances. In this age of Kali, so many gurus have sprung up, and because they do not refer to the Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatrika Vidhi, they are creating a great disturbance in the world in regard to understanding the Absolute Truth. However, those who follow the Pancharatriki Vidhi under the guidance of a proper spiritual master can understand the Absolute Truth. It is said, Pancharatrasya Kirtasnasya Bhakta Tu Bhagavan Svayam. The Pancharatra system is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just like Bhagavad Gita. Vasudeva Sharana Vidur Anyas Saiva. The truth can be understood only by one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Vasudeva. Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan Mam Prepadyate Vasudevam Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabaha. After many births and deaths, he who is actually knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes. And all that is, such a great soul is very rare. Bhagavad Gita 7:19. Only those who have surrendered to the lotus feet of Vasudeva can understand the Absolute Truth. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Gyanam Chayat Ahraitukam. By rendering devotional service unto the Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Bhagavatam 1:27. Therefore, Vasudeva, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, personally teach in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharmam Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. Bhagavad Gita 18:66. Bhaktiamam abhijananti yavan yash chasmi tatataha. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. Bhagavad Gita 18:55. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not properly understood even by Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, what to speak of others, but he can be understood by the process of Bhakti Yoga. Maya sakta manakparta yoga minjan mat ashraya asamshayam samagramma yata jhasya sitachino. Bhagavad Gita 7:1. If one practices Bhakti Yoga by taking shelter of Vasudeva Krishna, simply by hearing Vasudeva speak about himself, one can understand everything about him. Indeed, one can understand him completely. Samagram. Om Agnati Mirandasa, Gananjava Shalakaya, Chakshulmi Taminata, Smashi Grave Namaha. Navishu Para Krishna Pratishta Bhutale, Shimate Bhaktivedanta Sami Iti Namine. Navishu Para Krishna Pratishta Bhutale, Shimate Demrita Sami Iti Namine. So thank you for allowing me to speak. I'm a very unqualified person, but I tried my best. Actually, I am praying for blessing all of you to bless me, then I can be pure devotee. And if I don't go to the spiritual world in this lifetime, I would like it. So please bless me, then I can be a little bit similar to personality in our temple, like Mukunda Datta. He's so learned, if I can be just, you know, 1% of Mukunda Datta, I'll be very satisfied. So please forgive me my shortcomings. So, in verse 9 and 10, what we just read it, Lord Shiva continued to describe, actually offering prayers to and glorified Murti, Mohini Murti, incarnation of Krishna, in a form of beautiful woman. And and also in text 9, he explained about different philosophers, what exists today in the past, mostly in the past. Today you cannot find so much those kind of personality, maybe in India. But is explained in scriptures, everybody is born like Shudra today, lower than Shudra, 99% of population. And in text 10, Lord Shiva explained about himself and how he himself, Lord Brahma, and great rishis headed by Marichi, who are in mode of goodness, cannot understand Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he said, what to speak about humans who are in the lower modes of nature, passion, and ignorance. So in Purport, Srila Prabhupada explained how there are different philosophers who have their own philosophies. And there are popular saying how actually in this material, in this planet, is about, I think, 7 billion people. And all of them have their own philosophy. So sometimes in Sankirtan I met people who, you know, when I present the books, you know, explain, they say, well, what's about? I said, oh, this is called, you know, Bhagavad Gita, this part of the Vedas. We are called Vaishnava philosophy. But he said, I have my own philosophy. And this is the situation of many people today. Whoever you met, you know, he said, I have my own philosophy. And usually they say, like, I have my own philosophy, you have your own philosophy, so don't bother me, I will not bother you, we'll live together very happily, and we are okay. This is what they're thinking, people, today. And but they're not everything okay, definitely. Proof is what's going on today in material world. People are suffering so much. There's so much disease, so much accidents, car accidents, so much rapes, murder, wars. Just recently I read in what's going on in Liberia and Ghana, especially Liberia. They said on the end of January there will be maybe around millions of people who will get it, Ebola. And they're still expanding. And I was read something, then President Obama wants to send some troops there, to cure, to fight virus, Ebola. and what will happen when they come back? Anyway, this is some kind of thinking what I counter in today's news. And so everybody is thinking, yeah, okay. And people is taking so many shelter, you know, so many immeasurable shelter in, you can say, bodily, mental, and intellectual sense gratification, even spiritual sense gratification. According to this verse, is explained then, until you don't, there's so many philosophers, so many philosophy, until you serve the senses of Krishna, who is owner of senses, then you are actually gratifier of your own senses. So until we serve Krishna, we cannot be happy. Even people think that they are happy, and even they are suffering, even this suffering they calls happiness. And in Prabhupada said, then they have basically four bad habits, and they are prominent, like drinking, meat eating, illicit sex, and gambling. And you know, today people start to be, thank you to book distribution, to be much more aware than drinking, meat eating, illicit sex, and gambling is not so good. And they start to give up that many different yoga society, they are, you know, following that. But this forest, last one, is most difficult for most of them because of great attachment and the reason why we are here, illicit sex. But even some of them try to follow even that. But until they, Prabhupada is explaining, they hear from authorities, bona fide authorities, is regarded under the name of Smriti and Shruti, they cannot understand Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is why we follow this four regulating principle and chant 16 rounds. And if you just follow these things, Prabhupada said, at least in next life we can have human form of life. Otherwise, no way. So what does it mean, Shruti and Smriti? Shruti means knowledge via hearing. And Smriti means remembrance. So Shruti, Vedas, Upanishads is considered Shruti, original Vedic scriptures, and Smriti is considered corollaries of Vedas, supplements of Vedas, Upanishads. And this is book like Bhagavad Gita is considered Smriti, Mahabharat, and Srimad Bhagavatam is also considered Smriti. And Ashruti, there are Vedas, Upanishads. So actually all Srila Prabhupada books basically is made of Smriti and Shruti. And Prabhupada also mentioned Pancharatrika Vidhi, would come from Narada Pancharatrika Vidhi. Scriptures come from Narada Muni. So I find out one nice statement. In one conversation, Srila Prabhupada was asked by his friend, scientist, what is the proof of eternity? Krishna says, Prabhupada said, Nahanyate hanya mane sharire. Bhagavad Gita 2:20. The soul is not killed when the body is killed. This statement in itself is proof. This type of proof is called Shruti, the proof established by that which is heard through the simple succession from the Supreme. One form of proof is proved by logic, nyaya praskana. One can get knowledge by logic, argument, and philosophical research. But another form of proof is shruti, proof established by hearing from authorities. A third form of proof is smriti, proof established by statement derived from shruti. So again, Bhagavad Gita and Puranas like Srimad Bhagavatam is considered smriti, and Upanishads are Shruti, and Vedanta is Nyaya, is explaining. So, I find something in Srimad Bhagavatam 4:24, 45, 46. There's explained more about Pancharatrika Vidhi. Srimad Bhagavatam is self-effulgent, and I am still not Shrutidhara. That means when one time you read something, you remember everything. This is actually why you're trying to do it. First is coming Shravanam Kirtanam, and after Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. So we need, Prabhupada said, we have to, for a long time, try to be alive in this life, to perfect Shravanam Kirtanam, then we can remember. And for some, we can see some people that are very learned, maybe from previous life, and they are performing devotional service, some of followers of Prabhupada could be. So, but even if somebody just start now, if you are very serious, I try to be like that, please pray for me. We can come to the stage of Shravanam, when I can very easy give class just from my head. I don't need to read. But anyway, I find even Mukunda Dati was reading, so please forgive me. Okay. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, the text 45-46, explain more of Pancharatrika Vidhi. The Lord's beauty, I will escape Sanskrit. The Lord's beauty resembles a dark cloud during the rainy season. As the rainfall glistens, his bodily features also glisten. Indeed, he is the sum total of all beauty. The Lord has arms and an exquisitely beautiful face, with eyes like lotus petals, a beautiful, highly raised nose, and mind attracting smile, a beautiful forehead, and equally beautiful and fully decorated ears. Purport. After the searching heat of the summer season, it is very pleasing to see dark clouds in the sky, as confirmed in Brahma Samhita, Sanskrit. The Lord wears a peacock feather in his hair, and his bodily complexion is just like a blackish cloud. The word Sundara or Snigdha means very pleasing. Kandhar Pakotik Kamantya. Krishna's beauty is so pleasing that not even millions upon millions of cupids can compare to it. So it's very important actually to hear, you know, on your own, on Srimad Bhagavatam, be very concentrated to hear, because by hearing we can go to very deep meditation. When somebody is reading, it's very important really to try to hear, really meditate. Sometimes when somebody reads, if you're very concentrated, this reading make impression your mind, and you can make an image of the Krishna, and this is very purifying, and this is part of Shravanam, and it's in this way is very easy we can go through stage of anartha nivritti. The Lord's form as Vishnu is decorated in all opulences. I have to get another glass in just a second. The Lord form as Vishnu is decorated in all opulences. Therefore, Lord Shiva is trying to see that most opulent form of Narayan or Vishnu. Generally, the worship of the Lord began with the worship of Narayan or Vishnu, whereas the worship of Lord Krishna and Radha is most confidential. Lord Narayan is worshipable by the Pancharatrika Vidhi or regulative principle, whereas Lord Krishna is worshipable by the Bhagavata Vidhi. No one can worship the Lord in the Bhagavad Vidhi without going through the regulation of the Pancharatrika Vidhi. Actually, neophyte devotees worship the Lord according to Pancharatrika Vidhi or the regulatory principle enjoined in the Narada Pancharatra. Radha Krishna cannot be approached by the neophyte devotees. Therefore, temple worship according to the regulative principle is offered to Lakshmi Narayan. Although there may be a Radha Krishna vigraha or form, the worship of the neophyte devotee is acceptable as Lakshmi Narayan worship. Worship according to the Pancharatrika Vidhi is called Vidhi Marga, and worship according to the Bhagavata Vidhi principle is called Raga Marga. The principle of Raga Marga are especially mean for devotees who are elevated to the Vrindavana platform. The inhabitants of Vrindavana, the gopis, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd boys, the cows, and everyone else, are actually on the Raga Marga or Bhagavad Marga platform. They participate in five basic rasas, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, and Shanta. But although these five rasas are found in Bhagavad Marga, the Bhagavad Marga is especially meant for Vatsalya and Madhurya, or paternal and conjugal relationship. Yet there is the Vipralamba Sakya, the higher fraternal worship of the Lord, especially enjoyed by the cowherd boys. Although there is a friendship between Krishna and the cowherd boys, this friendship is different from the Aishwarya friendship between Krishna and Arjuna. When Arjuna saw the Vishwarupa, the gigantic universal form of the Lord, he was afraid for having treated Krishna as an ordinary friend. Therefore, he begged Krishna's pardon. However, the cowherd boys who are friends of Krishna in Vrindavana sometimes ride on the shoulders of Krishna. They treat Krishna equally, just as they treat one another, and they are never afraid of him, nor do they ever beg his pardon. Thus, the Raga Marga or Bhagavad Marga friendship exists on a higher platform with Krishna, namely the platform of Vipralamba friendship. Paternal friendship, paternal service, and conjugal service are visible in Vrindavana Raga Marga relationships. Without serving Krishna according to the Vidhi Marga regulative principle of the Pancharatrika Vidhi, unscrupulous person want to jump immediately to the Raga Marga principles. Such persons are called Sahajiya. There are also demons who enjoy depicting Krishna and his pastime with the gopis, taking advantage of Krishna by licentious character. These demons who print books and write lyrics on the Raga Marga principles are surely on the way to hell. Unfortunately, they lead others down with them. Devotees in Krishna consciousness should be very careful to avoid such demons. One should strictly follow the Vaidhi Marga regulative principle in the worship of Lakshmi Narayan, although the Lord is present in the temple as Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna includes Lakshmi Narayan. Therefore, when one worships Lord according to the regulative principle, the Lord accepts the service in the rule of Lakshmi Narayan. In the Nectar Devotion, full instructions are given about the Vaidhi Marga, worship of Radha Krishna or Lakshmi Narayan. Although there are 64 kinds of offenses one can commit in Vaidhi Marga worship, in Raga Marga worship there is no consideration of such offenses because the devotees of that platform are very much elevated and there is no question of offenses. But if we do not follow the regulative principles on the Vaidhi Marga platform and keep out, this is very important, and keep our eyes trained to spot offenses, will not make progress. So in Nectar Devotion is explained about 64 offenses in worshiping deities, and we should try to regularly read Nectar Devotion to be aware of these offenses. Otherwise, is explained here, it's very difficult to go to think about Radha Krishna. What time is it now? 8:12. So on the end of the purport, in this verse 10, Srila Prabhupada explained about how it's important first hearing Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam after that. So I will again want to read a little bit one very important verse. chapter 7, Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu, text 23-24, translation. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one best friend, and surrendering everything unto him, in other words, serving him with the body, mind, and words, these nine processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these nine methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. Purport. When Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his father to say something from whether he had learned... I'll read from somewhere else here. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura gives the following explanation in his Tatya. The word Shravana refers to giving oral reception to the holy name and description of the Lord's form, qualities, entourage, and pastimes. So I explain this is... Here is, Father, I want to elaborate importance of Shruti and Smriti, hearing from authorized source. This is why I'm reading that. The word Shravana refers to giving oral reception to the holy name and description of Lord's form, qualities, entourage, and pastimes, as explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and similar authorized scripture. After orally receive such message, one should memorize this vibration and repeat them, kirtanam. It's a long time for us to perfect that. Smarana means trying to understand more and more about the Supreme Lord. Come in my mind, actually, one explanation about very advanced devotee, then he's very attached to hearing and chanting, and he actually knows so much about Krishna, and he can repeat it. Smarana means trying to understand more and more about the Supreme Lord, and Parasevanam means engaging oneself in serving the lotus feet of the Lord according to the times and circumstances. Archana means worshipping Lord Vishnu as one does in the temple, and Vandana means offering respect obeisances. Vandana means namaskuru, offering obeisances or offering prayers, thinking oneself to be Nitya Krishna Dasa, everlastingly a servant of Krishna, is called Dasyam, and Sakyam means being well-wisher of Krishna. Krishna wants everyone to surrender unto him, because everyone is constitutionally his servant. So this sentence here is very important for preacher. We are all preachers. Therefore, a sincere friend of Krishna, one should preach this philosophy, requesting everyone to surrender unto Krishna. Atmanivedanam and Nivedanam means offering Krishna everything, including one's body, mind, intelligence, and whatever one may possess. One sincere endeavor to perform this nine process of devotional service is technically called bhakti. The word ada means directly. One should not be like the karmis who performs paikat. Anyway, I will skip that. I will read here something else. Here is very interesting things. The nine different processes enunciated by Prahlad Maharaja, who learned them from Narada Muni, may not all be required for the execution of the devotional service, because we know that different devotees get perfection by different processes like Shravanam, Sukade Goswami, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Prahlad Maharaj, Kirtanam, Sukade Goswami, etc. The nine different processes... Okay, just a second. Sometimes it is found that when one performs one of the processes, other processes are mixed with it. This is not improper for devotee. When devotee executes any of nine processes, nava lakshana, this is sufficient. The other eight processes are included. Now let us discuss these nine different processes. I read only about Shravanam here. Shravanam, hearing of the holy name of the Lord, is the beginning of the ocean service. Although any of the nine processes is sufficient in chronological order, the hearing of the holy name of the Lord is the beginning. Indeed, it is essential. As enunciated by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaita Darpana Marjanam, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is cleansed of material conceptual life, which is due to the dirty moths, material nature. When the dirt is cleansed from the core of one's heart, one can realize the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishvaram Paramakrishna Sachitananda Vigraha. Thus, by hearing the holy name of the Lord, one comes to the platform of understanding the personal form of the Lord. After realizing the Lord form, one can realize the transcendental qualities of the Lord, and one can understand His transcendental qualities, and when one can understand His transcendental qualities, one can understand the Lord's associates. In this way, a devotee advances further and further toward complete understanding of the Lord as he awakens in realization of the Lord's holy name, transcendental form and qualities, His paraphernalia and everything pertaining to Him. Therefore, the chronological process is Shravana Kirtana Vishnu. This same process of chronological understanding holds true in chanting and remembering. When the chanting of the holy name, form and qualities and paraphernalia is heard from the mouth of pure devotee, his hearing and chanting are very pleasing. Srila Sanatana Goswami has forbidden us to hear the chanting of the artificial devotee or non-devotee. Hearing from the text of Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the most important process of hearing. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of transcendental chanting of the holy name, and therefore the chanting and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendentally full of mellows. The transcendental holy name of the Lord may be heard and chant according to the attraction of the devotee. One may chant the holy name of the Lord Krishna, or one may chant the holy name of Rama or Lord Narasimha. All about Kirtanam, I've read a little bit about Kirtanam. The hearing of the holy name has been described above. Now let us try to understand the chanting of the holy name, which is the second item in the consecutive order. It is recommended that such chanting he performed very loudly. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni says that without shame he began traveling all over the world chanting the holy name of the Lord. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, Trinadapi sunichanata rapi sahishuna amanina manadenan kirtaniya sarahari. A devotee can very peacefully chant the holy name of the Lord by behaving more humbly than the grass, being tolerant like the trees, and offering respect to everyone without expecting honor from anyone else. Such qualifications make it easier to chant the holy name of the Lord. The process of transcendental chanting can be easily performed by anyone, even if one is physically unfit, classified lower than others, devoid of all material qualification, or not at all elevated in terms of pious activities. The chanting of the holy name is beneficial. An aristocratic birth, an advanced education, beautiful bodily feature, wealth, and similar result of pious activities are all unnecessary for advancement in spiritual life, for one can very easily advance simply by chanting the holy name. It is understood from the authoritative source of literature that especially in this age, Kali Yuga, people are generally short-living, extremely bad in their habits, and inclined to accept methods of devotional service that are not bona fide. Moreover, they are always disturbed by material condition and they are mostly unfortunate. Under the circumstances, the performance of other processes such as yagya, dana, tapah and kriya, sacrifice, charity and so on are not at all possible. Therefore, it is recommended, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama eva kevalam, kalau nastieva, nastieva, nastieva gatar, anyataha. Then this stage of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of devotional service is chant the holy name, chant the holy name, chant the holy name. There's no another way. So it is explained later on how we have to follow, we have to be very careful to think about 10 offenses we're chanting every morning. And this way we can easily to advance the spiritual life. So, so what I just read is elaboration of how it's important to understand from authorities Shruti and Smriti, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And why is first Shravanam, first stage is Shravanam chanting holy name? I mean, here in Shravanam is chanting holy name is Shravanam Kirtan, because you chant and you hear. So everything is included actually in one. Gradually you can understand everything on nine processes of devotional service. And on the end, this is plain again. I repeat, there are like Bhagavati, Vidhi, and Pancharatrika Vidhi. So Bhagavat Vidhi is in one place. Prabhupada is explaining is preaching. Preaching is Shravanam Kirtanam. That means when you go on the street, we repeat, we give them people a chance to do the same thing. Reading Prabhupada books, hearing holy name when we perform kirtan, and Pancharatrika Vidhi, that means worship the deities. And it's also explained, on the end I want to say that deity worship is very important for neophyte. And it's explained actually the most important temple is situated, there is my question for you. Do you know where is situated the most important temple in the world? Can somebody say about? I ask one more time. Do you know where is situated the most important temple in the world? Can somebody say, please? What is that? I don't hear. What is that? Ah, this one. Yeah, you can say, okay. But I was thinking something else. The most important, you can say, the most important actually is in our heart. So when we purify our heart by following Shruti and Smriti, chanting holy name, well, you can go everywhere, and everywhere is Vrindavan, everywhere is Krishna. But to do that, we have to be very conscious to go to the stages of, you know, Shraddha and Nartha Nivritti, gradual process, okay? Especially this Nartha Nivritti. So many people are stuck into that. And if you think a little bit deeply, it's not so much difficult if you're really serious. But we are not enough serious. This is the problem. We are so much stubborn. We don't want consciously, and especially unconsciously, unfortunately. Very difficult to, only with Krishna's mercy we can give up this thinking about bad habits and think about lust and all these things. So, but it's great hope, if you're very serious, Krishna will give us mercy, and after that everything is explained, everything go very easy, nishtha and other things. I will finish here. Somebody maybe have some question, comments or whatever. Otherwise I will just finish. Okay. Shrima Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premananda, Hari Bol. Boom.
I want to know where do you read from Bhagavatam about the Pancharatrika Vidhi? Yeah, it's very nice. Which part of the Bhagavatam?
There's many places. I just find, you know,